Take a look at First News. It's fair, it's accurate, you get the damn truth. Israel's military has renewed calls for mass evacuations. It's widening their ground offensive, bombarding targets across the Gaza Strip, vowing to wipe out the most ruthless terrorist organization on the planet, and vowing to protect the Jewish population. The expanded operations follows the expiration of the week-long ceasefire that happened on Friday. In the meantime, Senator Bernie Sanders and a bunch of Democrat senators said they are now done asking nicely for Israel to do more to reduce civilian casualties in their war against Hamas. They're warning President Biden's team that aid to Israel will only come if they do more to protect the innocent people over there. Democrat senators are adamant it's not their intent. They still support Israel. Just the fact the pressure is building shows there are fractures in Congress about aid to Israel. Doesn't matter, folks, if Israel doesn't get the aid or not. They're going to protect their people. They're not going to let Hamas annihilate the Jewish population. They're just not going to. Where's John Tester, by the way? Did anybody get his take on this? He's running. We know he's a farmer. Where does he stand on this? In the meantime, the United States is under attack. Three of our military ships in the Red Sea were fired upon by Houthi-controlled rebels coming out of Yemen, backed by Iran, which the Democrats support in giving money. You can't have it both ways. The attacks mark an escalation in this series of maritime attacks. U.S. Central Command said the attacks represent a direct threat to the international commerce and maritime security. Yeah, and a threat to our brave men and women on those ships and our air bases over there. The Biden administration's been quiet. Of course, they're absent. They were taking another vacation over the weekend. Central Command said lives are in jeopardy. Fortunately, the USS Kearney, which is a Navy destroyer, detected the missiles, able to bring them down before the missile hit the ship. Shortly afterwards, the Kearney shot down a drone headed its way. Over 80 attacks now on America by terrorist organizations backed by Iran. The Biden administration is sending to Congress an urgent warning about the need to approve tens of billions of dollars of military assistance to the Ukraine. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalanda Young said the U.S. is going to run out of funding to send weapons and assistance to Ukraine by the end of the year. She said that would kneecap the Ukraine. Well, maybe Europe should step up, huh? After all, the war is on their continent.
Yeah.
It's only a couple hundred miles away from Poland. Germany's close by. France. Where's their aid? Why does President Joe Biden want to do so much to help Ukraine? That's interesting, because we have a hearing going on right now in Congress about the relationship between Ukraine and the Biden family. Biden wants $106 billion for the Ukraine and Israel. In the meantime, there's a watchdog group, folks, that said many of our Western arms companies have failed to ramp up production. Even though there's a big increase in demand for weapons and military equipment, labor shortages, soaring costs, supply chain disruptions, all brought on by whom in the United States, that we can't manufacture what we need. Exacerbated by Russia's invasion, we're sending a lot of our supplies there. It said arms revenue of the world's 100 largest arms producing and military service companies last year was $597 billion, but that's a drop from where it was in 2021. We're not producing what we need, and we're under attack. U.S. Air Force said divers discovered the wreckage and remains of five crew members from the U.S. Air Force's Osprey aircraft that crashed in Japan. The CV-22 Osprey carrying eight American personnel crashed Wednesday during a training mission. The body of one victim was recovered and identified early. Ospreys have had recently a number of crashes. Supreme Court going to hear arguments today over a nationwide settlement with OxyContin and their maker Purdue Pharma that would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from lawsuits. The agreement hammered out with state and local governments and victims would provide billions of dollars to combat now the opioid epidemic. The Sacklers would contribute $6 billion, give up ownership. Company could then emerge from bankruptcy. In Philly, crime is so bad in Philly. The Philly City Council now, folks, has passed legislation that will ban ski masks. You cannot own a ski mask now in Philly.
Ooh, tough town.
Supporters of the measure said it will increase public safety amid the violent crime. Opponents argue it unfairly targets people without proof of any wrongdoing. It passed 13-2, now goes to their Democrat Mayor Jim Kenney. The measure would ban ski masks in public spaces like schools, recreation centers, and parks, city-owned buildings, public transportation. $250 fine if you're found with a ski mask. Kids will go to school in a winter blizzard. Can't wear ski masks. No ski masks. Why? Well, we all know why. We've seen them. Banned ski mask in Philly. Schools across the United States are grappling with student mental health problems. Telehealth therapy for students is skyrocketing. Video counseling at schools, never an option. Service is now so prevalent, it exists in 16 of the 20 largest school districts now, trying to reach millions of students may be affected by mental health problems. Schools face a crisis amid a shortage of counselors, leading to the use of federal pandemic relief money on teletherapy. The approach has been so lucrative, venture capitalists are now funding a whole new crop of school teletherapy companies. Schools are praising the service. Experts warn the potential risk as the business of youth mental health now becomes a booming industry in the country. BMW recalling a number of SUVs in the United States states because the driver's airbag inflators could blow apart, hurling shrapnel and possibly killing you. The auto safety regulator said the recall recovers a lot of these Big Mark Wilson vehicles with airbags that were made by Takata all the way back to 2014. The company used ammonium nitrate to create that explosion to inflate airbags in a crash, but the chemical in there can deteriorate over time when exposed to high temps and humidity and then explode with too much force. That would blow apart the metal canister and spew shrapnel. The inflators are among 30 million of them made by Takata, still under investigation by the Traffic Safety Administration. Global shares mostly lower today. Investors are awaiting a slew of economic reports that will come out. Alaska Air Group has agreed to buy Hawaiian Airlines. $1.9 billion, and they get their debt. Airlines announced it yesterday. Alaska will pay $18 in cash for each share of Hawaiian Airlines. The deal will include paying $900 million in debt for Hawaiian Airlines. Still needs the blessing of regulators, though. A lot of the airline industry fears it could lead to higher airfares. Alaska and Hawaiian are both leading carriers between Hawaii and the United States mainland. Spotify in trouble. They're cutting 17% of their global workforce in the music streaming's third round of layoffs. They're trying to slash costs and become profitable. Their CEO said jobs are being cut, part of a strategic reorientation. They didn't specify how many employees will lose their jobs, but they figure it's around 1,500 or so, as people aren't using Spotify as much anymore. Thousands of people woke up this morning in their homes without power in Washington, Greater Seattle area, after a night of rain and wind. 17 outages affected 1,700 customers. Puget Sound Energy said 4,700 customers were impacted. Some of the outages caused by fallen trees as a winter weather storm dropped a foot of snow in the Cascades in Washington and Oregon as this global warming continues its grip on our nation. The storms have moved in. 2,000 customers were out in Portland. High winds at 52 miles an hour. Winds are supposed to weaken by this afternoon. Olympic National Park was closed because of the storm that moved through. Mount Rainier National Park got 14 inches of snow in 24 hours as our temperatures just keep going up and up and up. State agriculture officials have confirmed a new case of cattle anthrax in North Dakota. That brings the number of cases in the state to 25 this year. Grant County first reported one in August. That disease, caused by bacterial spores, they can lie dormant in the ground for decades. Spores become active under ideal conditions like drought. Ag commissioner said they usually see a case or so in the late year, but weather in that area was unusually dry, so cattle stay longer in pastures, and that's where the anthrax thrives. The anthrax is always in the ground.
Right.
It's always there. It's always in the ground. It's just whether it just raises its ugly head or not. This year's North Dakota outbreak was the worst since 2005, with 18 cases. You can administer vaccinations to your cows. The disease is not contagious. It's just caused by the spores that lie in the ground. So they're not going to get it from the other cows. They just get it if it's in the area where it's at. In 2005, there were 109 anthrax cases, 500 confirmed deaths, though, because of it. Naturally occurring anthrax poses little danger, though, to humans. Most danger to humans comes from breathing the spores. And but it's not really that dangerous to you. And as we get closer to our Flakes trip, I like to bring these stories up every once in a while for people going with us. A Mexican woman died after she was severely bitten in the leg by a shark. But this was in the Pacific.
Oh.
The attack occurred Saturday, a short distance from a beach in Manzanillo. The town is right next to the better-known beach town of Barra de Navidad. The woman was 26, was swimming out in the ocean with a floating platform. And the shark bit her, but she bled. They couldn't get the bleeding stopped. But that's out. That's why, folks, we don't go. Another reason we don't go to the Pacific coast.
Another reason I don't go in the water.
There you go. Don't they bring water to you, Mark, if you ask for it?
In buckets of ice.
Although he never asks for cold water while he's down there. But you don't have to worry about that. Oh, and Taylor Swift was at the game last night. She was at Lambeau Field to watch TK and the Chiefs against the Packers. And as she's currently on break from her tour, she hadn't been to a Chiefs game since October 22nd when they beat the Chargers because of conflicts in her schedule. But didn't do them any good last night, and they lost that one to the Packers 27-19. So, oh my gosh, we could not get the offense running.
We are never, ever, ever scoring another touchdown.
There you go.
In sports, Farmer, it's time you get those Nolan Ryan rookie cards out. Let's get those things sold.
Okay.
A 1914 Baltimore News Babe Ruth rookie card sold for $7.2 million, including the buyer's premium, just after midnight Monday, the third highest sum ever paid for a sports card, just behind the $7.25 million paid for a T206 Sweet Corporal Hannes Wagner card in August of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's got the most valuable cards, always has, because they didn't make many of him.
Well, and that must be it. I'm not the baseball guy, but you never hear him talked about as one of the all-time greats like Babe Ruth or people like that. So,
Well, that's, man, $7.2 million, huh?
Mm-hmm. Are we getting close?
Yeah, better get them out. Take a look at them. 50 degrees today, folks, just windy. Warmer on Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 50s. Going to be nice. Downtown now, 43, as we mentioned, breezy, 647, that's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together. Thanks for tuning into The Cat.